Now, this has probably happened to you. You're at a movie, but there's some guy behind you.
It was nobody's fault.
Who is she? I don't remember her. What's her name? Well, then who's that?
I was looking up.
No. That's the girlfriend. The other one's the girlfriend.
Or you're at an art museum, and there's a jerk trying to impress his date.
Now, in that painting, you can really feel the torment that that artist is going through because...
Well, you know, this kind of thing could get a lot worse in Tuscany. If a certain bill passes in the regional parliament, that movie dialogue in the theater or precious silence at the art gallery could now be interrupted by this. The proposed law would allow pet owners in Tuscany to take their animals to any public place. Now, personally, I'm all for it. I would love to take my basset hounds to the opera or the skating rink. Imagine it, hounds on ice. But I'm reasonable. I can see problems with this idea. I mean, what if I take my pooches to La Boheme and they love it so much they sing along? After all, it is Puccini. Even the famous director and committed dog owner Franco Zeffirelli told the Italian press, "I'd never take my dogs to La Scala."